Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. Smaller dairy operations are having a hard time making ends meet these days. Gary Hawk milks cows in the Hennessy area, got about 100 milk cows right now, and he tells us milk prices are low, feed costs are high, and that's not a good equation.
Dairy is probably as bad as it's been in the last 6 years. I saw a report the other day in 2010, we were at $17, and then it progressed up to $22 last year. This year, the average for the year is 1430 a hundredweight, which is about as bad as it's ever been.
So, are you primarily doing milk for liquid milk, or are you doing milk for processed?
Yeah, we sell it through DFA, and it goes as Class 3 milk, and we just sell it that way. And
at dairy prices at that level, your milk prices that level, I would think you'd be having a hard time to be making ends meet.
It is. It's really hard. I mean, you talk to these bankers now, and they do not understand the struggles that we're going through. You know, they look at what you get for it in the grocery store. At our price that we're getting right now, we're getting about $1.20 a gallon out of it. Compare that to the store, you know. And then the feed prices they're still too high for what it ought to be. I mean, we really need our feed down around $160 to $170 to even show any kind of profit on it right now.
I guess you're higher than that on feed.
Oh yeah, my feed's costing me anywhere from $2.12 to $2.20 a ton, and you know, you go through a ton a day, so you go through a lot and you make a little. It's very little.
Dairy producer Gary Hawk, who says it's hard to get young people interested in going into the dairy business, having to milk cows twice a day every day, and he says that at this point he simply doesn't see a lot of future in some of these smaller scale dairy producer operations.
I don't see very much good in it because everybody all wants to get bigger and bigger. You know, you take like my age and even some of the other ones that are right around my age, the children don't want to come in and do it. You know, I mean, we're basically a dying breed. Right now, Oklahoma doesn't even produce enough milk in the state to cover the state of Oklahoma. It has to be imported in. So, I mean, we went from 1,200 dairies in the state to 200 in 10 years.
Dairy producer Gary Hawk out of Hennessy. American Farmers and Ranchers President Terry Dietrich had indicated he was going to be stepping aside as president of the organization next February, but now he says after reconsidering and getting a lot of feedback from folks, he's going to stay on for his full term, which goes through February of 2019. You've got farm news on Ron. Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.